You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Crosses a goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong!
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Was My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from Saturday's crucial match with Nuneaton Borough.
Hi, I'm Lee Sharp, and you're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as the men's team, later in the show we'll also be hearing if the women's team could progress to the semi-finals of the Argyle Cup. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with Tuesday's result in the National League North as FC United drew 3-3 with York City despite having a 2-goal lead and playing against 10 men with 17 minutes left to play. Here's all the action.
Well, 9 minutes on the clock, first corner to FC United, and it goes! Oh, Richards there!
The goal.
FC United on the 9th minute at Broadhurst Park, a fantastic ball into the box there for Bannister on his right foot, and Whittam rose and headed it in one of the only places there was no one there. Moki heading into a bit of trouble there. But the Bannister deflection falls to Longstaff. Very fortunate.
In.
Very, very fortunate. Longstaff pounced on that ball and he didn't really hit it that crisp either, and it's managed to find its way into the net. And on 28 minutes just gone, FC United have conceded. Heading out towards his left-hand touchline, back to Willoughby. Willoughby back to the halfway line, finds Morton. Morton now on the edge of the centre circle, looking for options. Well out done. His left-hand side, finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran takes a touch, well down done. The left-hand channel here to Willoughby. Nice Cruyff turn there by Willoughby. Shot comes in, finds Whittam on the edge of the box!
Oh,
what a finish! What a finish there from Dale Whittam! What a turn from Willoughby! The ball manages to find its way to Dale Whittam in the D. And he levered it to the right-hand side of Bartlett. Absolutely no chance. And on 36 minutes, Roy, Dale Whittam's not done much, but he scored 2 goals.
And that's it, yeah. Hey, and what more can you ask?
Anyway, forward the ball goes towards Fisher. Fisher spills it and then does just about enough there to get the ball clear. And here's McHale now. McHale, Mokey's on a booking and he's going to get a second yellow. And that's going to be York down
walking.
To 10 men. Definitely.
He's walking.
It was a silly challenge, that, by Mokey. And there's no argument there, is there, Roy, really?
No, McHale got a break there. He was chasing in on maybe a 3-on-2 situation, you know, in the defensive area. And Mokey came in from behind, took him down from behind, and he suffers basically for that first booking. That's what it was.
Infield, the ball goes there by Whittam to find Winter. Winter now to the edge of the box to Bannister. Bannister facing out towards that left-hand side now, finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Bannister, who continues his run. Bannister now on his right foot, crosses this ball in. It's
get
a Willoughby!
Get in!
And Willoughby just got his foot on it, but it was such a beautiful ball into the six-yard box there from Bannister from the left-hand side. That's all Willoughby had to do. He had to just get his foot high enough to touch the ball. Bartlett in the York goal had no chance, and 3 minutes into the second half, FC United are 3-1 up, Roy.
Yeah, and a great delivery, like you say, off Bannister straight into the area, and as it was, he made a run there, totally unmarked, got his right foot right up in the air, managed to get a touch on it, the momentum of the goalkeeper taking him to his left-hand side, and he basically just knocked the ball into an open goal. 3-1, let's make sure we keep organised, we keep disciplined, and we don't show them any sort of impetus to want to get back into this game.
Well, it's a throw in to York. 27 minutes gone in the second half. FC United 3-1 up. York down to 10 men. And York now from the right-hand side. Cross this ball towards Burrow. Oh, and we let it bounce there. There's Longstaff. It's the bar. There's the rebound. And just like that, there was Wes York. And really, you taught at school, Roy, don't let the ball bounce.
Exactly.
And that's what we did.
Yep.
And York have got a goal back. 3-2.
Yeah, and they've got a little bit of encouragement now. And to be honest, over this last 5 or 10 minutes, you know, they've been playing a little bit of football, haven't they? Especially down that right-hand side where York has been operating and making his runs. So he got into it. Great initial header that hit the bar, came down, bounced down, and York was there.
Where's
just
York?
To put his head on it.
Yeah, where's York with a superb goal and hello nerves. So 14 minutes left. It's a free kick to York on the edge of the centre circle in FC United's half, dead centre, and it's going to be Burgess to take this. We're into that last 14 minutes now. Burgess takes it, chips the ball to the edge of FC United's penalty area. It's flicked on, and there's Longstaff.
It's in.
In acres of space. He just broke away there from the FC United defensive line. No one near him. Fisher got a hand to it, but it wasn't enough, and Longstaff gets the equaliser.
Absolutely, we talk about discipline and being organised and what have you. There's a little dinking, takes a header. The header moves over the top of all the defensive line of FC to Longstaff, who's absolutely absolutely unmarked for about 5 yard period, and he just puts the ball. Admittedly, Fisher did get a good touch on it and try to keep the ball out. But the ball crosses the line. 3-3.
And for those of you out there who scoff at fate and spirituality and all that, the same time that goal was scored, Geisley take the lead at home to Curzon Ashton. Here's Donoghue, a ball to the back post. There's Myers. And it nearly broke to Willoughby. Yeah, as I was saying, Geisley taking the lead against Curzon Ashton. And, as you know, the night, we're looking at 15 minutes left and you're thinking to yourself, this night's going to be all right. In the space of a couple of minutes, it's all gone backwards again. So Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening, and I suppose the obvious question is, when we last spoke, you'd had barely 5 or 10 minutes to even think about what happened on Tuesday night. You've had a bit longer now. What's your thinking now, 24 hours before the next match?
I think that it's still up there, one of the worst feelings I've had in football. I haven't shaken it all week. I explained that to the squad last night before we started taking training. I haven't shaken it. You know, the hurt, the emotion, everything that we went through on Tuesday night, the things that were said after the game, I can't backtrack on what I've said, nor do I want to backtrack on what I've said. You know, the what we did Tuesday was absolutely unforgivable. But as a manager, you know, you've got to dress that down, you've got to get to training Thursday night. You've got to build the lads back up, and you've got to prepare for, you know, the big game on Saturday. But, you know, everything I said Tuesday, everything that I've said to the lads, you know, I don't regret one thing. You know, I don't regret one thing. And if we're going to make the mistakes we've made and continue to make the mistakes we've made, then we know our fate. The positives are that it's one defeat in six. It's another draw with a full-time team with an astronomical budget. You know, when you strip it all the way back and you don't look at the 10 men and the 3-1 up, you know, you would have taken a point before the game, but all that, it doesn't really wash, does it? It's hurt me, and it's hurt me big, and, you know, what I want to do now is bounce back from that and go and win tomorrow.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to Ben there on Friday evening. In other club news, and Jamal Crawford left FC United by mutual agreement last week. The 21-year-old made his debut in January last year and would go on to make 32 appearances for the Reds, and we wish Jamal all the best for the future. And finally, for this week's news, FC United on Monday the 1st of April will be launching their season ticket offer for the 1920 season. Here's board member Adrian Seddon with more.
Right, well, season tickets is massively important for us. It's our main revenue stream. And you might be thinking, oh, there's a long way to go until next season. Why would I get my season ticket now? You might be thinking, I don't know what league we're going to be in next year. Why don't we wait? But unfortunately for us, it doesn't work like that, because we have to set a budget for next year. Part of that budget has to be the football budget. We have to tell Neil how much money he's got to go and spend on his team for next year, to make offers to some of the players that we've got now, to make offers to new players. And the only way we can do that with certainty is with good season ticket sales. So really it's a case that we need you to buy your season ticket now. We need you to commit to the club. Yes, we know that we may be in this league, we may go down. We know that some of you might want to wait to see. But if we all wait and see, we're not going to have any money to invest in the team for next year. And it's important that the supporters show us that they've still got confidence in this club, that they'll buy into this club, whether it's in this league or the league below, and that we have strong season ticket sales straight away so we can plan for next year. We can give Neil a good budget. If it's in this league, probably try and slightly increase the football budget, because we know we're one of the lowest budgets in the league at the moment. If we go down, we want to protect the budget. And if we go down, we'll lose quite a bit of money, because we lose in the region of 30,000 that we get from the league. You know, in the league below, there's far fewer away fans, so we probably lose 300 average crowd a game just from that. So we need to be able to protect ourselves. We need to know that there's some faith from the supporters. So it's really important. It's important you buy your season tickets now. So what we've done, obviously this club is run by its members, and its members decide. We're going to carry on with the pay what you can afford season ticket scheme for next year, but it was put to the membership at the last AGM that we felt that there needed to be a rise in the minimum price, because it was really, really low. So the price, as agreed by the members, has gone up to £150 minimum for an adult season ticket. What we ask, though, is that you also give us a donation if you can possibly afford it. So we recommend £55 on top. That would make £205 for your season ticket for next year. And that's the equivalent of 4 free matches. For concessions, the price will be £100 minimum. And we've asked supporters to consider giving us a £25 donation. So that's the equivalent of 3 matches free. For under-18s, we've kept the price because it's important that we encourage local and youth people into the ground, encourage them. They are our fans of the future. So it's £21 for an under-18 season ticket, 14 free matches. That's incredible. If you can put a donation on top of that, great. But we want to get as many youngsters into the ground as possible. What we're doing for the first time this year, we are bringing in a 10-match ticket book. So we do realise there are supporters that do come to games, but maybe the thought of buying a season ticket for 20-odd matches is too much for them. So we can buy a 10-match season ticket book for £100 for adults, £60 for concessions. So if you think 10 matches at £12 is £120, you're saving £20 if you buy a 10-match ticket book. The good thing about the 10-match ticket book is it can be 10 matches for you, or you can bring 9 mates to one match, or anything in between. So it's 10 tickets at a discounted price, and it's up to you how you use them. You can bring mates, you can just use them for yourself. So it gives you that flexibility, and it's valid for any game. We're also obviously putting memberships on sale as well. The same price as before, £15 for adults, £3 for juniors. This club is owned by its members. So membership to this club is not a membership scheme like you get somewhere else where you get a nice little card and that's it. It's ownership of the club. It allows you to make the decisions on absolutely all the big areas that we need to decide on. Prices, shirt sponsorships, shirts, you know, all that sort of thing is all decided by the members. So by paying your £15, you can get involved with the running of this football club. Now, the other message I give, obviously, is listening to this, there'll probably be people sat at home, maybe in Australia, maybe in Canada, maybe in America, wherever. I know people listen to Ben and the radio lads from all over, and you might be thinking, well, a season ticket isn't for me. Quite right, but maybe you could think of helping the club by getting a season ticket, getting a 10-match book, or maybe getting a junior season ticket or a concession season ticket, depending on what you can afford. And we have a scheme where we can donate these to some of the community groups that we work with. It's good for them, it's great for the club to be able to get some youngsters, some of the various community groups around North Manchester to come in to a game, and we can pay for that through you. So it's helping the club out, because it's buying season tickets, it's buying league match ticket books, it's giving us some money, and it's helping the local community because they get to benefit. There is an option when you buy a season ticket or a league match ticket book to donate it back to a local group. So, you know, please consider that. Now, all these tickets and memberships, they're all on sale as of Monday. So you can buy them on the FC website quite easily. You can, if you're local, pop into the office during office hours. Or you can phone the office. The phone number's on the website. You can phone the office during office hours. There's plenty of ways of getting it. And, you know, I know there's been, there were some issues last year with outsourcing our season tickets. I can reassure supporters that this year we're doing it again in-house. So it's all going to be done by our staff, our volunteers. So please do support us. Please do support this football club. We need you now. Not, you know, obviously we need you for next season, but we need you to commit now, because that will shape the sort of budget that we're able to give to Neil, whatever league we're in. Because the current budget we've got now is probably not the highest in the league below. So we need to protect that, whether we're in the league below, or we need to expand on it if we're in this league. So it's all down to you, really, now. Thanks.
FC United board member Adrian Seddon speaking to Ben there before Saturday's match with Nuneaton Borough. And it is to that match that we turn to now, and following Tuesday's disappointing draw with York City, hopes were high for a positive reaction on Saturday as FC United hosted bottom of the league Nuneaton Borough. To hear how the match went, it's over to FC Live.
So hello everybody and welcome to Broadhurst Park. Stato Paul is with me for this, well, where have you been? You missed all the fun of the fair on Tuesday night.
I wasn't here, but I was here in spirit, tweeting away from a faraway destination.
How was Elkie? Was she all right?
Excellent, really good.
What's her real name? Lorraine Buckbinder?
Elaine Buckbinder.
Elaine, yeah. Buckbinder. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Excellent. Well, it's good to have you back, and you didn't miss much on Tuesday night.
Six-goal thriller.
Yeah, and we obviously, you know, we spoke to Neil post-match, and as understandably, because I think everyone was a bit annoyed by what he saw on the pitch in that last 15 minutes or so. He wants a response.
Well, I watched the highlights, and I must admit, I was disgusted at the last few minutes of it, but yeah. It's a simple equation again. It's six games left and 5 points to make up, which is really 6 points with a goal difference, unless we run rampant this afternoon.
Now, the team are playing this afternoon haven't had the best of seasons. They've suffered 25 defeats, only scored 31 goals. They're on 16 points, Nuneaton Borough. A defeat, anything but a win today, and they're relegated.
Yes, or if Geisley pick up anything, they're also relegated. So it's a nail in the coffin, this one. Probably we should be putting it in.
Now, we're not strictly relegated today if we don't win.
No.
But it's starting to look a bit bleak. However, if results go a certain way, it's back on again, because the gap is 5 points. Geisley this afternoon have got a tricky game against York City. We've seen how good York are on Tuesday night first hand. We've got Nuneaton. It could be back to 2 by 5 o'clock this afternoon. And that's
also
the hope, isn't it?
Ashton are at Leamington in another key game. So, yeah, I mean, it's still in our own hands in to a degree. Not completely, but to a degree. The goal difference, we're 14 worse than Geisley, so we really need a thumping win this afternoon. Nuneaton have only won 3 games all season. One of them is against us, of course, which makes it even more embarrassing.
And the other thing is, as well, we've lost home and away to Ashton United. We can't lose home and away to Nuneaton, can we?
Well, we all remember North Ferriby last season when they were already relegated and we lost that one.
Everyone keeps saying Durham City to me. I don't know why. I don't know what that's got to do with anything.
Durham had lost all 25, 26 games and then they came to Gig Lane and won. So that was equally awful. But the two teams, they're bursting with goals. I mean, they've conceded a combined total of 150 in the league this season. So a goalless draw, we think, is highly unlikely.
And red cards as well.
Red cards, yeah, they've got 19 of those between them. 11 to Nuneaton. And, you know, all these stats point towards a goal-laden red card day for somebody.
I mean, what do we know about Nuneaton other than the fact that Jimmy Ginelli's come here from Barwell and basically he's a one-man machine at the club at the moment, trying to do everything he can.
It's like the boy in the dyke, I think. But they've lost 8 straight games since January, the blunt truth is. And they've never got going this season. It's a tragedy for the club. And unfortunately, it's behind-the-scenes activities that's derailed them.
But it is dog eat dog, and hopefully this afternoon FC United can get a win. Team news heading into this game, Chris Lynch has gone onto the substitutes bench, and starting the game this afternoon, obviously Harry Winter is suspended following that red card against Curzon last Saturday. So in the back four, it's Morton, Harris, Mohamed and O'Halloran. O'Halloran's wearing number 5, Harris wearing number 3. We've seen Harris play centre-back.
Yes.
And we've seen him play fullback. So
we're not convinced about the numbers being relevant, really.
He did play fullback when he first joined us, yeah. but we'll wait and see. And Josh Wallen has he's back on the pitch on the starting 11 after his substitute's appearance last weekend, as FC United clapping Neil Reynolds, who's now out on the pitch. Going to be joined this afternoon with commentary from Statopol and from Roy Sewell. The other thing is Darlington. Darlington's next Saturday, and if we can get ourselves in a good position, we could be 3 points behind Darlington next Saturday at 5 o'clock. So
squeaky bum time, perhaps.
Yes,
at Black Meadow.
But we have to do our side of the bargain as well.
Yeah, we have to have a thumping win this afternoon to really put ourselves in the frame and say we can still go, still fight the drop.
Well, I'll give you the starting 11. It's Fisher, Morton, Harris, Mohamed, O'Halloran, Wallen, Bannister, Whittam, Willoughby, who's captain, Myers and McHale. Substitutes Donoghue, Pearce, Sharp, Lynch and Grimshaw. One of the things that we heard Renault say was, going forward, we're pretty good. And that has been apparent in recent games. Not necessarily Curzon, but
yeah,
certainly against York.
I think there's two issues, defending at corners and game management. I think those are the two problems we've got.
I mean, you've watched the highlights, but we're pretty susceptible on corners at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, we're in free fall at corners. I don't understand why. And the other thing, of course, is that when you've got a lead, particularly 3-1 at home, you've got to defend it.
Well, the teams are now coming out onto the pitch here at Broadhurst Park, and live comments are coming your way here on fc-radio.co.uk. So it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. It's Roy Sewell, Stato Paul, but first, me. Right, it's a goal kick to Nuneaton, 16 minutes on the clock. 0-0 the score here. 1-0 to Boston against Curzon. Alty 1-0 up against Kidderminster. And Garisley 0, York 1. The latest score there. Goal kick taken by Nuneaton, but it's 0-0 here.
Ooh.
And that's a nice ball that by Edmonds, and a searching ball, and it finds Allen. Allen checks its side. Allen puts it to the right hand side of Fisher, and well, on 17 minutes Nuneaton have taken the lead here. And to be honest, it was a good ball from Edmonds, but at that point, Roy, you'd still think FC United could defend it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talked about it on the reverse, to be honest. I mean, we were saying about Leonard was coming in at the back post areas, and that little 10-yard space that you have when you're sort of marking them, on that particular occasion, it came from the opposite side, which was from Taylor Allen, who came on the shoulder of Morton and ended up being found wanting. Got a little bit of luck where the ball came out of the space between them, and he just toe-poached it past the keeper.
Well, there we go. FC United 1-0 down. And the difficulty we've got is the morale of the squad. It is vulnerable to knocks. We've seen that all season, haven't we, regardless of the team that gets put out there.
They concede a goal and all of a sudden it becomes a crisis, when it shouldn't be a crisis.
One thing I will say in this contest at the moment, I mean, they're pretty even, but I've got to say this, Nuneaton look a better shape.
Well, he's sharp with a long throw, and it's flicked on there, and that's an important save.
Oh, good,
the line, and disaster for FC United. Absolute disaster. And, well, FC United now 2-0 down, 19 minutes on the clock. Townsend the scorer. It was another long throw in from Reece Sharp. In it comes. It was saved firstly by Fisher onto the bar. In fact, no, it was saved, then cleared off the line onto the bar, and there was Townsend to just knock it home. 2-0 in space of 2 minutes. Disaster.
Again, it's the marking in the box, isn't it? You know, I mean, players are making the runs, they can see the ball coming in. I always say, like, you know, to my keeper, if there's a long throw, find yourself a channel that you can work down towards the ball. Make sure that your defenders are lined up in a certain manner that you can get to the ball. That hasn't happened. They've got the initial head on, come into the box. A great save, you've got to say, by Fisher initially, after it had hit the bar. But it got scooped back over the shoulder again by Townsend.
Well, where do we go from here, Roy?
We need to mark and we need to do our jobs.
And O'Halloran now. O'Halloran heads it to Bannister. Bannister with the possession over on that far touchline. Back it goes into FC United's half to O'Halloran. O'Halloran takes the touch back into Nuneaton's half. He goes with the ball.
O'Halloran now on his left foot, launches the ball to the edge of the box. There's Piers, can't win the header. Whittam in acres of space now, chests the ball down. Straight, sure it's got to go into Nuneaton's box. Again, that's a poor
straight
ball.
Straight to a Nuneaton player again.
Ridiculous ball.
Oh, have you got some switch on
here? Oh, my goodness, here. Nuneaton are going to launch the mother of all counter-attacks. Lossie's onside. Lossie is surely going to score. Don't swear, Roy.
Flipping heck.
Nuneaton have gone 3-0 up. 17 minutes on the clock in the second half. And, well, I think that's probably a good night for the National League North this season.
Yeah, not just today, but for the whole season. And it was so soft, wasn't it?
Well, they had so many players. Roy was saying, oh, no, it's too late, he's offside. There's two players who made runs, who were both offside. Yeah. It was the third. That's how good that counter-attack was and how poor the defending was.
And what they did was they were both offside. Actually, the centre-forward, Caton, moved into an offside position, and I thought he was going to pass it to him. As it was, as soon as he passed the ball, he stopped dead. The two of them in the centre stopped dead. And then the overlap on the outside went straight out to Lussie, and the lads just
put it where
basically, he's just stroked the ball in to the bottom right hand corner of Fisher, and it was so simple.
There comes O'Halloran now. O'Halloran plays the ball long, not the best of balls. One bounce, Willoughby can't win the ball back, and Lussie clears it. Whittam's got a rise, wins the header, gets it to Bannister. Bannister should be looking out to the left hand side. Donoghue's there. There you go. Donoghue now on the ball. Donoghue's tackled. And now it's with Obeng. Obeng coming forward, beats Donoghue. Obeng, he's got Caton in the box. Here comes Caton. This is 4-0. On the 85th minute.
Well, we did say it was more likely to go to 4-0 than 4-3.
And, well...
Well, he took a break down the line, didn't he, Obeng? He did have a little bit of company there for a moment or so with, I think it was Bannister, trying to get a tackle in him. He missed the tackle and then just gave up on the running. And then all it was just a slide rule pass in behind the defensive line of Harris and Mohamed, and Caton just come in and side footed it straight underneath the body into the goal. 4-0.
Probably goes without saying it's Nuneaton's biggest win of the season.
Full time, FC United outworked, outperformed, outmeasured, out everything really.
Out on the feet.
Well, I don't. You have to be tired for that. FC United going down by 4-0, and Roy Sewell's with us. Roy, the post-match interview with Neil Reynolds on Tuesday was one of fire and anger, looking for a response from his players. Safe to say, knowing that we, the FC radio crew, have to be on the team bus next Saturday, we really have not delivered on that on the pitch this afternoon. It's been very, very, very lacklustre and very, very disappointing.
It's been shocking, you know, from I've got to say this, from the number one right the way through to every player that's been on the field. You could take solace from the fact that I felt Mohamed played well and played up to an acceptable standard. I would even go to say that O'Halloran did fairly decent as well, but after those two, I really, really struggle, you know, to find another semblance of effort and commitment, you know, to the cause. It's sad, it's poor. You know, you're talking about pride there, you know, your self-pride.
Given the fact that, you know, I think Neil took a bit of a gamble on Tuesday night doing the type of interview he did. He basically went, do this, you wake up or we're getting relegated. If you were that manager who put in those words on Tuesday night, pretty much said the same on Thursday at training, and your team put a performance like that in, you'd feel very let down, wouldn't you?
I would do, but I think Neil on Tuesday didn't so much put that statement in for any other reason than the fact that your eyes don't tell you lies. And he saw the performance that was put in on Tuesday, and to be honest, that performance has been rubber stamped here today. You know, they're not good enough. They're not good. I can't say they're not good enough, because I feel they are good enough. I just don't think they're showing enough pride and commitment and energy and enthusiasm to want to do well as an individual. That's me, that's my feelings. I don't know of a manager or a coach that puts a team out on a field to go out and lose purposely. I don't know players that put football strips on and shirts on to go out and perform poorly. But, you know, regardless of all that, the fact is, like, effort, fitness and running, you know, to a committed cause, I think, is secondary. You know, it's there. It's on a par on its own.
Now, look at this here, everyone. If you look, Johnny's on Facebook. The SMRE and the paddock here in the main stand are giving one hell of a reception to FC United. The players were actually skulking off in many ways, as you'd expect, getting beat 4-0 the way they have. Neil Reynolds brought them all back and said, look at this. And the players are there now. And, you know, they know that they'll know themselves when they go back home tonight just how bad this performance was.
They don't and deserve that, though, do they?
Well, this is it. That surely there has to be some kind of reaction to this. Surely.
Well, it should have come today after Tuesday's. That's what it is. And what he's done is really he's embarrassed them into staying out there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah? To face the music, because they're part and parcel of what they've created here today in this result.
You're not skulking off?
No.
Well, you're joining us. FC United being beaten here by 4-0. And Paul, I described it during commentary as feeling very flat, almost like the North Ferriby game last season.
I was about to say that it feels like the end of season game, this.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like that, doesn't it?
It's like a farewell. The way the crowd are applauding the players there for no particular reason apart from the fact that they've got red shirts on and they're allegedly playing for the club that they love, but they've certainly not played this afternoon.
Nope, not in any way, shape or form.
I'm sure there's going to be lots of chatter on the forum this evening and on Facebook and Twitter and all that. We'll try our best to discuss what's what shortly.
It could be that some of these players' fates has been confirmed this afternoon for the future.
Well, the players now going off on the pitch, back into the dressing room. And well, as we were saying there, someone says blame and shame. We're not going to do that, but what we will say is
the score says that.
We don't have to say anything, really. We do have to fill for time, though, so we're going to try our best to try and at least say who played well.
Well, that's if you were going to try and pick a man of the match, it wouldn't take very long, would it?
No, it's Mohamed. I mean, the frustrating thing is, I was about to say, it was a tall order anyway. It's not. It hasn't been. There's clubs who've done us favours throughout the last month or so. We just have not taken any of them.
And it shouldn't rely on other teams, though, to put your own effort in. Because this is down to skills and ability.
I know, though.
This is down to effort.
What I'm trying to say is it's even worse because of the fact that the opportunities have been there to get out of this, and we haven't taken them. But
the results speak for themselves as well, don't they? Capitulating at Curzon, failing to hold on to a 3-1 lead at home to York.
With 10 men.
Not even getting out of second gear this afternoon.
And some of these players have just laid down and showed the bellies. That's what they've done.
And the simple fact of this of the matter is this: we've lost home and away to Aston United. We've lost home and away now to Nuneaton.
Yeah.
So
we'll be relegated. Yes. Cheers.
And the thing is, Nuneaton haven't been relegated today officially, I don't think, because I think guys have got a draw.
Technically, they can match them on points, but the goal difference is out of sight.
But congratulations to Jimmy Ginnelly. They set up away this afternoon. They've had a hell of a season, not in a good way.
And you know, if you're going to get relegated, go out in style, 4-0 at Broadhurst Park.
You know, I mean, the Speckers over there have shown great support for the team there at the end, didn't they? And like I say, Neil's pulled them back to and embarrassed them into you know, acknowledging that. But you know, look down there on the stand, they were doing the same, weren't they? There's only a handful of their supporters there, and they got Ginelli and his second in command, and they enjoyed the moment, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know, and look at the situation they find themselves in.
Yeah.
Alone.
They might not have a club.
You know what I mean? Dearly me.
Or a home.
That's tremendous.
So, you
can't beat Speckies, I'm telling you. People don't appreciate, you know, the work and the volunteers, you know, that help non-league clubs along the way. It's something I've always, always appreciated.
Owen Hargrave just seen Paul Ince walking up the St Mary's Road with his CV. Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, is it inevitable now?
Yeah,
I think it is. 6 points.
I can't see us surviving now.
Well, have a good Saturday night, Paul.
Yeah, I will. Back tomorrow.
Well, thank you to Stato Paul. Roy's still with us. Well, Neil's not dodged an interview once since he's come here, so I imagine we're going to be hearing from him shortly. It's not all down to the defence this afternoon. It was the
No, but you can't take anything away from Nuneaton either. And Nuneaton, I said right from the word go, they looked organised. They kept that back four nice and sharp. They didn't have any gaps. People didn't get out of position. You have your midfield that sat in there but supported. Everybody moved up as a team. Everybody moved back as a team. And they left a couple of lone strikers up top, you know, and they played to a pattern. And it wasn't unattractive. They kept the ball moving. So, you know, the thing is, like, you know, at the end of the day, they did their part in this game. FC didn't.
Well, Neil Reynolds is coming up the stairs now. Hi, Neil. How are you? You all right? All right. Well, hi Neil. I think everyone is aware of, you know, what you would have thought of that game. What's your take now after that?
Can't dress it up. My team, my result. I'll accept that. I'll take it. Sorry to everybody. Sorry. Is a word that's thrown around everywhere, but I'll apologise and I'll accept it. I'm going to went out to dry on radio. What I will say, going to Darlington next week, I am not afraid to put the under 21s in. I'm not afraid, and unfortunately I've said to the lads that if that's what it means to, I didn't know what to cry or flip, I didn't know,
yeah,
what to do.
I mean, we mentioned that.
I could have burst into tears. I can't, Ben. I can't.
It was
it's going to kill me.
The fans' response there at the end, from that section there near Samari and the main stand paddock. You know, there's players skulking off, and you were like, "Get back here!"
I made them stay out.
I mean, what kind of reaction do you hope to get next week now? Because surely that is rock bottom.
I'm not going to get a reaction out of 34% of them because they're not going to be here. You know, they've missed the transfer deadline day as well. I'm not going to dress it up. I'm not going to start naming names, berating. Now, that, I can't. It's all alien to me. You know, the players have got a WhatsApp group, and yesterday they're talking about money, etc. They're not talking about football. They're talking about, you know, I find out everything. And I just said to the lad, got in the car this morning, I said to Potts, what's on the WhatsApp group in terms of the game? Any camaraderie? Nothing. It's a conversation that the club haven't paid him for York or something. What a load of nonsense, because the game was called off and they thought they were a week short. And that drives people, money. And I said to Adrian before the game, I said, I know exactly what went on yesterday. And I said, watch this mental spillover onto the pitch today. But if that's it, if that's them wearing this shirt, this, and it is a special club and one of the biggest clubs in non-league football, if that's it, then I'm sorry, I'm not going to have that. Because I'm not going to flipping put myself in an early grave for it, but neither am I going to walk away from it and say that I'm going to accept it. I've signed 6, 7, 8 of them lads out there, and I just said to him, I don't know you personally. You know, my teams that I know, they're built on trust, and you know, and I surround myself with lads that I can trust, like Michael Potts, etc. There's no trust. I can't go and go. There you go, lads. 4-0 at home to Nuneaton. Credit Nuneaton. You know, well done, Nuneaton. And I'll take the blame, and I'll take, you know, all the criticism that comes my way. That's absolutely fine.
I mean, you can take the blame if you want, Neil, but ultimately you came up here on Tuesday night. You gave you wanted a response from your team. You gave an unusual interview. Mm. I've known you for a number of years now. An unusual interview where you went for them, and you went, you sort this out, give your head a wobble, sort it out. That makes it equally more disappointing, the level of performance there. I mean, we were trying to pick out a player, and we could only pick out one and a half.
One and a half, yeah.
Mohamed, certainly. Yeah. Maybe O'Halloran at a push. But everyone else, it's been a bit of a letdown, to say the least. And that makes it, that must make it really, really disappointing.
It's hard when you're fans and you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, i.e. the conversations yesterday about money-driving players, or players coming up to me going, can I go on trial next week at a club, or, you know, I want to put myself, my agent wants me to do that. Well, I won't swear on radio, but go on then, go on, because I'll find, you know, it's unusual to me, this, it's just unusual. And, you know, if that's the response after Tuesday night, and that's the response, and, you know, we just shake hands and we go our separate ways and we say thanks very much. But trust me, you know, your reputation goes a long way for me. And when people start asking me what X, Y, and Z's like, I'll just be brutally honest. And it's not, I've never capitulated on a pitch.
I'll tell you what, Neil, if the players are talking about money, what you should say basically back to them and say, right, well, I'll pay you what you're worth, because we've just seen it there.
I've said it. And
not, you know, worth paying in pennies.
You know,
their effort,
and that's it. You know, we can't. I'll just tell the truth as it is. Like I said right at the beginning of the interview, I'll accept it. I'm the manager of the football team. I'm down there. I genuinely believe at half time we can come back and win 3-2, and we set ourselves up like we did before the game. But if I'm talking in a different language, if lads aren't retaining information, if they don't want to accept, if they don't want to play for the club, then, you know, off you go. Because I want to manage the club, and I want to, if we've got to go backwards to come forward, I'll promise that will happen, because there'll be lads here that do want to play for the club, and well, do want to play for the shirt.
The under 20 ones are quite good.
Absolutely.
I believe.
but I've got no fear now. I've got no fear whatsoever, because, you know, I just haven't. And I'm not saying that the whole 21s are going to go to Darlington next week, but I can't for my own sanity take some of them players to Darlington next week. That's the guarantee that I can't do. And, you know, apart from that, it's just a big apology to everybody, and, you know.
But we were talking about, you know, the, you know, what the positives out of this game, and the positives were the last 90 seconds or so on the pitch there, and that ovation the fans were giving you. That must this isn't a question, but you must take that into close season and beyond.
This is the club. This is their club. You know, like I hear the songs about the building the club, and this is their club. And they want, and the least that the supporters expect is for lads to run around and put a shirt. And I know it is. It's to play for the badge. I hear the songs, play for the badge. I can't watch people not playing for the badge. And, you know, when people trying to, like, you use the word skulk off, you know, it's okay just to go and clap, and then we'll walk off and get on with our merry way. No, you won't. You're staying outside, because they've put the gate receipt money, probably the bar receipt money behind here as well. They're cheering you on, they're doing everything. You can watch them. You can watch them, you can clap them, you can see them for the last time, for as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's what it is. And I said to the last words in there, I'll go and do the radio, and I'll try and be positive and optimistic. And five games to go, and, you know, 6 points behind, it's still on. But I can't, you know, and that what I've just said at the end is, it was special. I'll remember that, and, you know, it's what it is. It, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work at football clubs. And, you know, I don't think my record's been good enough here, but it will work here. I'll make sure that we get the right lads here. Sometimes lads don't fit in at certain football clubs, and, you know, you've seen with my substitutions today, I'm not watching people just labour around the football pitch. It's not where I come from. I'm sorry, it's not where I come from.
Roy, closing thoughts to you, I think.
Well, I just feel that, you know, the minimum requirement is 100% effort. And there wasn't anybody you could really say give 100%. Mohamed possibly got near to it, you know, in his attitude and his application. And like I've said previously, coaches and managers do not select teams to go out and lose. They put them out and they put a little bit of trust in, like Neil said, in their abilities to go out and perform to the top levels that they are capable of. They might not be good enough on the day to match a good footballing team, but their effort
should always hit the 100% mark, always, because that's nothing to do with skills and abilities. That's to do with your heart, your pride, your own self-pride, and your willingness to run through a brick wall for the person you're representing, as well as the club. Because these players, a lot of them come because of the manager. That's what happens. Players will go, and he needs to fish out the ones which he has. He's got an idea, you know, which ones he wants and which ones he doesn't want. And once bitten, twice shy, you won't get caught in the same way, in the same manner, again, with the same tricks.
Neil, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Well done,
Neil. See you, Darlington.
You certainly will, yeah. Cheers.
Thanks, Neil. Well, a big thank you to Neil for joining us. Thank you, Matt of the end, Roy.
And, yeah, thanks a lot, yeah.
We'll go now, as I'll turn the camera around. It's just been one of those afternoons. Not far off one of the worst afternoons, I think, as an FC United supporter. I'm looking at Sam there. He's maybe, yeah. People say Durham, but at least you could go, well, that's a young team there playing nice, you know, playing for the shirt, and well done to them. But in this instance, it's like, well, Nuneaton have got relegated as well, more or less. It's like, great. Roy, yep. Thank you for joining us. It's been not as I enjoyed Tuesday night in a perverse way. I thought we were well together. Well, this has been dreadful this afternoon.
It has. But you know what? You can only commentate on what's in front of you. And if the show isn't that good, you can't pretty it up. You can maybe, you know, not say it as truthfully as what you're actually viewing. But this one. It's been a shocking display. It's been a rollover and show my belly. That's what it's been.
And the reaction from Neil there is,
well, he's upset. I mean,
he's going to do something about it.
Well, he's talking about, you know, bringing the under 21s. That might not be a good one for the under 21s. To be honest, I'd make this lot bloody see this season out. That's what I'd do, and I'd stay on the case right the way through. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they've got you into this situation.
But you've tried care and compassion. You've tried firing brimstone. What else is left? There's no way, is there? You can motivate that set of players? As a collective, anyway.
Well, it's a difficult one, Ben. You know, I mean, I'd say, you know, you pay for what you see. And these ain't worth paying. If they're in there on the WhatsApp chat or whatever, talking about money, well, I'll tell you what, they're at the wrong club.
See? Well, I think that's a good way to end it, to be honest. Thanks, Roy.
It's about effort and, you know, putting your enthusiasm into whatever you do here, even if it's nailing a picture up on a wall. Do it to your best of your abilities.
Well, just before we go, another mention for Jimmy Ginnelly and Nuneaton. It's been a horrible season for them. And for that performance there, a big congratulations to them.
Yeah.
A big thank you to Neil, a big thank you to Roy, a big thank you to Statsapol, and a big thank you to Woodso, and a big thank you to you, dear listener, for joining us for this afternoon. But we've got to go now and have a lie down in a darkened room for several hours at least, and then we might come out and have a drink or two. But thank you, everyone, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, man.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon following FC United's 4-0 defeat against bottom of the table Nuneaton Borough. As discussed there, next up for the Reds will be an away trip to Darlington. The address for the ground is Blackwell Meadows, Grange Road, Darlington, DL1 5NR. That's Blackwell Meadows, DL1 5NR. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Women's team news now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United hosted Penrith in the quarter-finals of the Argyle Cup. For all the goals now, it's over to Ben and Paul.
Carrington now takes a touch, plays the ball in field to Foster, looking for options, and here is O'Gara, lining up a shot from distance! Well, FC United have been knocking on the door all the way through this. 17 minutes on the clock, and O'Gara there breaking the deadlock with an absolute peak of a finish to the left-hand side of the goalkeeper. back corner to FC United. That's corner number three for the Reds, and it's going to be counted to take it from the right hand side. In it comes towards the penalty spot. Foster's there, battling away. Marsh breaks up the clearance. Marsh twists and turns. Marsh, yes, in off the post. It creeps over the line, and I'll be honest with you, that was a great save from Lawson again to palm it onto the post, but it hits the inside of the post and goes in. And Marsh,
back to back goals.
It's okay. That's a nice turn there. Leaves two blue shirts in the way. What's this ball in? There's Battle, and that's a sensational goal, and really made by Amy O'Keefe right on the stroke of half time here. FC United make it 3-0. That was superb, wasn't it, Paul?
It was a great move, and it's also Battle's 100th goal for FC Women.
Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore. A successful quarterfinal 3-0 victory against Penrith. They showed quite a few qualities that I don't think they showed last time, which seemed to hold us back a little bit.
Yeah, they're definitely a better side, and you know, give credit to the manager and the team that have come here. They've set themselves up to be difficult to break down today, and they certainly did that. So obviously it took a bit of a wonder goal from Kate to set us off, but I think it was always going to create the opportunities to win the game. It was just a case of being patient and breaking them down and finding the right ones and putting them away. So I thought we did that really well.
Yeah, so hopefully that's got us through to the semi-final now. We'll be playing Merseyrail Bootle here next week.
Yeah.
Let's hope that's a bit more easy going than last time we played them. Yeah. But we know something about them because we played them a few times, so that's at least it's not an unknown anyway.
Yeah. Like I say, we're always up for a game against Merseyrail. I think we've been really successful against them in the last, you know, I think we've definitely got the upper hand over them in the last couple of years. It was obviously a time, I think, before my year when they was winning a few games, but I think now... between us, we've come out on top, and I think we're ready to come out on top again on Sunday, and like I say, hopefully make another cup final.
Yeah, well, it'd certainly be an interesting game. We've got quite a few league games coming up. We've got a double header, our first one against Penrith, who we played today, coming up in a few weeks. That's going to be interesting. Does that change anything you need to prepare? Because the play was, it'd be two half-hour each-way games?
Not really, no. I think in total it'll be 120 minutes, so about playing a game with extra time, really. We've just got to make sure that we're on it and we're ready to go. I think we will do. I've got the fitness there, and I think we've got the players there, and I think also as we come into the back end of the season now, which it allows us to sort of pick up some form when games come thick and fast, you can sort of bounce into the next one straight away. And I feel like it's going to stand as in good stead really now, because if we can get a win on Sunday and then we're going to Wednesday bouncing, get a win on Wednesday, you know, the whole complexion of the season changes, doesn't it? And who knows what we can do when we've got when we've got confidence in our team. There's not many that can beat us.
Yeah, there's certainly an interesting week and a half to come over that's going to be deciding quite a lot of where the silverware goes for this season. Let's hope we can get everything, all our pins in line, and get our new players maybe given a run out next week or by Wednesday or something like that, and hopefully we can move forward and get ourselves a bit of silverware like we did last year last 2 years, as we're defending two cups. So obviously the league always takes priority, but it'd be nice to get anything really.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I say, we've got a couple of new players in now that'll give us a real big boost. You know, Laura's a really experienced player who can add such a lot to our game. Two fantastic games for us to get involved in there, and Ellie as well. So yeah, we're looking good, you know, we're looking really good, and like you say, we've just got to give it our best, and if we give it our best and we get there, then so be it. If we don't get there, then as long as we give it our best, that's all we can ask for the players.
That's all we can ask for, and we can hopefully ask for the supporters to turn up next week. We're back here at Broaders Park, inside the main stadium, Merseyrail, not Bootle, just Merseyrail nowadays, 2 o'clock Sunday. Let's be there.
Yeah, thank you, Neil.
Cheers.
Neil Booth speaking to FC United's Luke Podmore following the Reds' 3-0 win over Penrith on Sunday afternoon. Next up for the Reds will be the semi-final of the Argyle Cup as FC United host Merseyrail this Sunday at Broadhurst Park, 2 p.m. kickoff. And on that happy note, that's it for This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.